port. Now, visitors to Prague frequently take away a couple of words of Czech with them, and herna is very often one of them. The word, meaning gaming bar, is written all over the city, with a total of nearly 1,500 hernas squeezed into the capital. Having long been associated with crime, especially money laundering, Prague City Council has been moving to tighten regulation on the capital's hernas and shut a large percentage of them down. As Rosie Johnson reports, City Hall is starting to claim victory in its drive.
I'm sitting inside a herna, or gaming bar, which is not too common an occurrence for me, and which, if Prague Council has its way, will become a rarer thing still. On January the 1st of this year, the Council waged a war on these brilliant neon dens of iniquity, and according to those behind the initiative, the results are starting to show. Prague City Hall moved in January to blacklist hernas located beside schools, in historic buildings, or in buildings owned by the local council. A total of 256 gaming bars were put down on the list for closure. And, according to figures just released by the council, 1 year on, in some parts of town, up to a third of the bars blacklisted have already been shut. To put the whole thing in context, the Czech Republic has one of the highest rates of slot machines in all of Europe. According to the newspaper Lidové Noviny, there's one machine per 170 Czechs, while in France the ratio is one machine per 18,000 inhabitants. Councillors have said they don't want Prague to become a European Las Vegas, and are planning further steps to reduce the number of hernas even more. But what do inhabitants of the capital make of the plans? Are hernas a part of their everyday life? Earlier, I asked a few people in a bid to find out.
No, because it's so expensive for me and I don't like this activity, or how to say. Yeah. And it's nothing for me. And you know, just you have to take your own money and put to the machine. It's not for me, anything for me, I don't know.
Okay, and does it bother you, the number of hernas there are all over the city?
Yes, maybe yes, because we just, it's, they take our money, or just not my money, but money of people.
If I ever go to a herna, sometimes, but not for a while.
Okay, and does it bother you how many hernas there are here in Prague?
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit annoying. There's a lot of them. You know, I actually prefer the casino if I go to play cards or something like this.
I don't like it.
Why not?
I think it's dangerous. There could be some people who are danger, some drug users, also.
If I go to hernas, not at all. I don't find them very interesting and I don't have the time. There's nothing I would want to do in a herna. But the number of them doesn't really bother me. I'm not interested. I haven't been following how many there are, so I can't really answer your question.
So it seems that the council's plans to slash the number of hernas in the capital will be met with, at best, enthusiasm and, at worst, apathy. The move is being most warmly welcomed by psychiatrists, who suggest that there could be up to 300,000 people currently addicted to gambling in the Czech Republic.
Rosie Johnson reporting there. This month marks 50 years since the first performance